The Bud Grant Report is brought to you by your Twin City Pontiac dealers, where you're invited to come in for a first-hand look at the way cars are going from now on. The Pontiac's 477. With Bud Grant, coach of the Minnesota Vikings, here's Sid Hartman of the Minneapolis Tribune.
But first of all, the condition of the field is important in this ball game. Yesterday you had a chance to take a look at the field. You didn't work out at the Rose Bowl, but you did dress there. You had a chance to look at the field today. What would you say about the field?
I think the field's in excellent shape. They've had it covered. Remember, this is a grass, and out here on the coast, the grass does remain kind of soft, and the field along the edges where the water drained was a little soft, but I think today you're going to see an excellent field.
How about your ball club? The emotion a lot of people think comes about once you get on the field and some big play occurs. Do you see this club being up as high as they were in the other two playoff games?
I can't see any reason why not. As a matter of fact, I think you're probably reaching for a little bit more in a game like this. And the week out here is something I thought we handled very well. Players had a good time. We had some rain during practice. That didn't upset anybody. We got our work done. Families arrived. Relatives are out here. Visiting had to take place, taking care of friends and their tickets and whatnot. But all in all, I think everything held together pretty well. And at the end of the week, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, it got a little tedious. But I think all in all, we're in good shape and mentally as well as physically ready to play.
Do you think your team's more relaxed before this game than they have been before other Super Bowls?
I think the atmosphere is just a little bit different. In California here, I think most people are familiar with the area. I think everybody on the team, including the coaches, has relatives in the area. We go to a place like Houston or New Orleans. It's all rather strange surroundings here. I think it was a much more a homey atmosphere. Practicing in the Rams facilities, I think, even helped.
What about the health?
No problems health-wise. Allen missed a couple of days. He was on the field, didn't take part in drills, but other than that, we've got everybody 100%, as is Allen.
Very good, Bud Grant. We'll talk more football right after this word.
Surprise.
How many did it take to buy one?
Surprise.
How many there are to choose from?
Surprise yourself by eating your eyes on the air.
When you think Pontiac for 77, think both more style per mile and more miles per gallon, because that's exactly what you get according to the latest EPA tests. The Pontiacs lead the fuel economy race in full-size, mid-size, mid-size luxury cars, in compact and U.S.-built small and large wagons. So get the style leader and the fuel economy leader, Pontiac.
Surprise.
How little it takes to buy one.
Surprise.
How many there are to choose from.
Surprise yourself by eating your eyes on the Pontiac. A Pontiac.
It's a sweet surprise.
At your Twin City Pontiac dealers.
But as you check Oakland's record during the season, they struggled a lot like the Vikings. In fact, like Francis was kidding the writers the other day, how Oakland went into the weak Central Division and had a heck of a time beating the Bears 28-27. Actually, the Bears scored a touchdown. The official called it back. Later on, said he'd made a mistake. That had not been called back, the Bears would have won the game. Then they went to Green Bay later on, 118-14. Actually struggled to win. How about Oakland?
Well, you know, comparative scores don't mean a thing. We find that out all the time. You beat one team by a big score, and they turn around and beat the team that beat you the following week by a big score. So the comparative scores don't make a big difference in how you're going to play on a particular day and how things work out for you. The important thing is, and we all know this, that in close games it could go either way. I mean, it's one play, a swing is all there is. It's important, I think, that you're looking at Oakland, a team who has won every close game they've been involved in this year. We have won most of the close games we're involved in. We lost to the Bears down there on a close call, in a close game. But other than that, we've been able to win the majority of ours. They've been able to win the majority of theirs. And a number on both sides have been close. Now, the Oakland team, I think, has gotten better as the season went on. Some of their close scores were early in the season. They also lost their only game against New England by a big score early in the season. I think it was their third or fourth game. So it doesn't make any difference what's happened during the year. At the end of the year, when they had to play their best, they did, against teams like Cincinnati, against New England, against Pittsburgh, the same as we did at the end of the year when we came back, played Green Bay, Miami, Washington, and Los Angeles. So that's the important thing. The teams that played their best at the end are in here, and that's Oakland and us.
How good is Stabler?
Well, I think he and Francis are the best quarterbacks in football, and for a change, I think you've got the two best quarterbacks on the same field in the championship game, which I think is going to make a very good game on it.
Okay, Bud, we'll talk more football right after this word.
Surprise.
How little it takes to buy one.
Surprise.
How many there are to choose from.
Surprise yourself by eating your eyes up on the air.
Surprise.
This year, Pontiac's got a sweet surprise for the whole family. Catalina for 1977. Everything about it is new. It's shorter and lighter for improved handling and fuel efficiency. Yet inside, Catalina is pure family-sized. And at just $139.99 a month, you just can't get more car for less money. Pontiac Catalina.
Surprise.
How little it takes to buy one.
Surprise.
How many there are to choose from.
Surprise yourself by
eating
your eyes
on Pontiac.
It's a sweet surprise.
At your Twin City Pontiac dealers.
But what do you think offensively you can do to Oakland?
Well, it's not what we think we can do. We never go into a game thinking we're going to do anything. I think you're going to a game prepared to do anything. And that may mean that we can run the ball, but it may mean we'll have to throw the ball. They may have changed some things. They may have trying to take our better running plays away from us, or our better pass patterns mean we're going to have to go back to something else. I think the secret of the game is that you're prepared to do a number of things, and whatever avails itself to you, and whatever the defense dictates to you a little bit. Whether we run or pass really makes no difference. We know we got to gain 350 yards against a team like this. If we're going to win the ball game, when we get down in there, we've got to put the ball in the end zone. When we get down inside of their 30-yard line or come out with some points, those are all things that are important. We can't go in a game and say we're going to run over the left tackle or throw on their left cornerback or anything like that, because they can protect themselves from anything. And we just have to be prepared to do anything we can. And I think any team that gets in this position has that capability, as I think Oakland does.
Are you impressed with Oakland's defense?
Yes, I think their defense is a little similar to ours. They've given up yardage, but they've been tough when they've had to. And their linebackers, I think, are excellent. Hendricks is as good a linebacker as we'll see. Johnson has their leading interceptor as a middle linebacker, which I think is a real tribute to him. Hall has been a great addition with his quickness, and Villapiano has been a steady linebacker for them on the strong side for years. So that's the key to their stopping the running game. Their secondary, of course, I think is excellent also. Their safeties are good tacklers. Oakland has a lot of balance, and I think this is evident when they're able to lose some players through injury and still come out on top.
Very good, Bud Grant. Joe McConnell and Grady Alderman are next with Viking Close-Up. And we'll have the Super Bowl game between the Minnesota Vikings and the Oakland Raiders. This is Sid Hartman.
The Bud Grant Report has been brought to you by your Twin City Pontiac dealers, where now you can see all the wide trackers for 77, the all-new Bonnevilles, Catalinas, Grand Prix, Firebirds, and all the rest that make Pontiac the hot ones this year.